Okay, I'll just read close from the translation that I did a few days ago of the medieval poem, 14th century poem, which is a sort of sister poem in the same manuscript to Sigalde and the Green Knight, much, much better known poem. And presumed to be by the same poet. It's an elegy. It's an elegy for an infant child, an infant daughter, the pearl, the lost pearl, in which the poet grieves for his lost pearl and falls asleep and dreams of her. Dreams of seeing her across the river. I'm just going to a few extracts from the opening sections. It's in 20 seconds. It's an absolutely beautiful poem. This is how it starts. One thing I know for certain, that she was fierce, pearl who would have added light to any prince's life, however bright of gold. None could touch the way she shone in any light, so smooth, so small. She was a jewel above all others. So pity me the day I lost her in this garden where she fell beneath the grass into the earth. I stand bereft, struck to the heart with love and loss, my spotless pearl. I've gazed 100 times at the place she left me, grieving for that gift which swept away all shadow, that face which was the antidote to sorrow. And though this watching sears my heart and wrings the wires of sadness tighter, still the song this silence sings me is the sweetest I have heard. The countless quiet hours in which her pale face floats before me, mired in mud and soil, a perfect jewel spoiled, my spotless pearl. So I came to this very same spot in the green and August garden, height and heart of summer, at last time, when corn is cut with curving sides, and I saw that the little hill where she fell was a shaded place, showered with spices, pink gillyflower, ginger, and purple bromwell, powdered with peonies, scattered like stars. But more than their loveliness to the eye, the sweetest fragrance seemed to float in the air there also. I knew beyond doubt that's where she lay, my spotless pearl. Then the power and perfume of those flowers filled up my head and filled me, slipped me into sudden sleep in the place where she lay beneath me, my girl. In a while, my spirit left the place where my body slept and dreamed alone, and by the grace of God, began on a journey to a landscape of marvels. The hillsides around were radiant. Cliffs formed from crystal as clear as morning, towered over trees of trunks of blue that was deeper and bluer even than indigo. Thick with shivering foliage that slid and shifted like high-pointed silver or ice. The woodland rang with the rush and ring of birds of a feather, the colour of flame flew together. As if transported and walked without stopping, no slope was too steep or hillside too high, till I reached the curving shore of a river. How radiantly, my God, it flowed. Brightest of all were its banks, blazing with rays of beryl, a channel of light where echoing water circled and swirled in an eddying flood that was almost like words. Then the longing took hold of me. More than my life, I ached to be over that river. If the meadows I stood in now were dazzling, the far side was doubly so. I wondered what happiness there could be to fear with the... I wondered what there could be to fear with the hope of happiness so near. Then something new occurred that stirred my well mind still more. One more marvel awaited me. On the farther side of that fast running stream, a cliff made entirely of crystal gleamed like a sun with numberless rays of light. At the foot of the cliff sat a child, a girl, whose air of mildness and grace were matched by the dazzling white of the dress she wore. That child was no stranger. I knew her well. Sitting under the cliff there, she shone like perfectly polished silver or gold. For an age, I gazed at her there, and the longer I looked, the more I knew it was her.